This is audio book of The Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ. PDF version is also here to follow the reading. Transcribed from the Book of God's Remembrance by Levi H. Dowling, 1844-1911. Section I. Aleph. Birth and early life of Mary, mother of Jesus. Chapter 1. Palestine. Birth of Mary, Joachim's feast. Mary is blessed by the priests. A priest's prophecy. Mary abides in the temple. Is betrothed to Joseph. 1. Augustus Caesar reigned and Herod Antipas was ruler of Jerusalem. 2. Three provinces comprised the land of Palestine, Judea, Samaria and Galilee. 3. Joachim was a master of the Jewish law, a man of wealth. He lived in Nazareth of Galilee, and Anna, of the tribe of Judah, was his wife. 4. To them was born a child, a goodly female child, and they were glad, and Mary was the name they gave the child. 5. Joachim made a feast in honor of the child, but he invited not the rich, the honored and the great. He called the poor, the halt, the lame, the blind, and to each one he gave a gift of raiment, food or other needful thing. 6. He said, "The Lord has given me this wealth. I am his steward by his grace, and if I give not to his children when in need, then he will make this wealth a curse." 7. Now, when the child was 3 years old, her parents took her to Jerusalem, and in the temple she received the blessings of the priests. 8. The high priest was a prophet and a seer, and when he saw the child he said, 9. Behold, this child will be the mother of an honored prophet and a master of the law. She shall abide within this holy temple of the Lord. 10. And Mary did abide within the temple of the Lord, and Hillel, chief of the Sanhedrin, taught her all the precepts of the Jews, and she delighted in the law of God. 11. When Mary reached the age of womanhood, she was betrothed to Joseph, son of Jacob, and a carpenter of Nazareth. 12. And Joseph was an upright man, and a devoted Essene. 2. Section 2. Beth. Birth and infancy of the harbinger, and of Jesus. Chapter 2. Zacharias and Elizabeth. Prophetic messages of Gabriel to Zacharias, Elizabeth and Mary. Birth of John. Prophecy of Zacharias. 1. Near Hebron in the hills of Judah, Zacharias and Elizabeth abode. 2. They were devout and just, and every day they read the law, the prophets and the Psalms which told of one to come, strong to redeem, and they were waiting for the king. 3. Now, Zacharias was a priest, and in his turn he led the temple service in Jerusalem. 4. It came to pass as Zacharias stood before the Lord and burned the incense in the holy place, that Gabriel came and stood before his face. 5. And Zacharias was afraid. He thought that some great evil was about to come upon the Jews. 6. But Gabriel said, "O man of God, fear not, I bring to you and all the world, a message of goodwill, and peace on earth." 7. Behold, the Prince of Peace, the King you seek, will quickly come. 8. Your wife will bear to you a son, a holy son, of whom the prophet wrote. 9. Behold, I send Elijah unto you again before the coming of the Lord, and he will level down the hills and fill the valleys up, and pave the way for him who shall redeem. 10. From the beginning of the age your son has borne the name of John. The mercy of the Lord, his name is John. 11. He will be honored in the sight of God, and he will drink no wine, and from his birth he will be filled with holy breath. 12. And Gabriel stood before Elizabeth as she was in the silence of her home, and told her all the words that he had said to Zacharias in Jerusalem. 13. When he had done the service of his course, the priest went home, and with Elizabeth rejoiced. 14. 5 months passed by and Gabriel came to Mary in her home in Nazareth and said, 15. Hail Mary, hail! Once blessed in the name of God, twice blessed in the name of Holy Breath, thrice blessed in the name of Christ, for you are worthy, and will bear a son who shall be called Emmanuel. 16. His name is Jesus, for he saves his people from their sins. 3:17. When Joseph's daily task was done, he came, and Mary told him all the words that Gabriel spoke to her, and they rejoiced, for they believed that he, the man of God, had spoken words of truth. 18. And Mary went with haste to tell Elizabeth about the promises of Gabriel, together they rejoiced. 19. And in the home of Zacharias and Elizabeth did Mary tarry 90 days, then she returned to Nazareth. 20. To Zacharias and Elizabeth a son was born, and Zacharias said, 21. Most blessed be the name of God, for he has opened up the fount of blessings for his people, Israel. 22. His promises are verified, for he has brought to pass the words which holy prophets spoke in olden times. 23. And Zacharias looked upon infant John, and said, 24. You shall be called the prophet of the Holy One, and you will go before his face, and will prepare his way. 25. And you will give a knowledge of salvation unto Israel, and you will preach the gospel of repentance and the blotting out of sins. 26. Behold, for soon the day star from on high will visit us, to light the way for those who sit within the darkness of the shadow land, and guide our feet unto the ways of peace. Chapter 3. Birth of Jesus. Masters honor the child. The shepherds rejoice. Zacharias and Elizabeth visit Mary. Jesus is circumcised. 1. The time was nearly due for Jesus to be born, and Mary longed to see Elizabeth, and she and Joseph turned their faces toward the Judean hills. 2. And when upon their way they came to Bethlehem, the day was done, and they must tarry for the night. 3. But Bethlehem was thronged with people going to Jerusalem, the inns and homes were filled with guests, and Joseph and his wife could find no place to rest but in a cave where animals were kept, and there they slept. 4. At midnight came a cry, "A child is born in yonder cave among the beasts." And lo, the promised Son of Man was born. 5. And strangers took the little one and wrapped him in the dainty robes that Mary had prepared and laid him in a trough from which the beasts of burden fed. 6. Three persons clad in snow-white robes came in and stood before the child and said, 7. All strength, all wisdom and all love be yours, Emmanuel. 4. Now, on the hills of Bethlehem were many flocks of sheep with shepherds guarding them. 9. The shepherds were devout, were men of prayer, and they were waiting for a strong deliverer to come. 10. And when the child of promise came, a man in snow-white robe appeared to them, and they fell back in fear. The man stood forth and said, 11. Fear not. Behold, I bring you joyful news. At midnight in a cave in Bethlehem was born the prophet and the king that you have long been waiting for. 12. And then the shepherds all were glad. They felt that all the hills were filled with messengers of light, who said, 13. All glory be to God on high, peace, peace on earth, goodwill to men. 14. And then the shepherds came with haste to Bethlehem and to the cave, that they might see and honor him whom men had called Emmanuel. 15. Now, when the morning came, a shepherdess whose home was near, prepared a room for Mary, Joseph and the child, and here they tarried many days. 16. And Joseph sent a messenger in haste to Zacharias and Elizabeth to say, "The child is born in Bethlehem." 17. And Zacharias and Elizabeth took John and came to Bethlehem with words of cheer. 18. And Mary and Elizabeth recounted all the wondrous things that had transpired. The people joined with them in praising God. 19. According to the custom of the Jews, the child was circumcised, and when they asked, "What will you call the child?" the mother said, "His name is Jesus, as the man of God declared." Chapter 4. Consecration of Jesus. Mary offers sacrifices. Simeon and Anna prophesy. Anna is rebuked for worshipping the child. The family returns to Bethlehem. 1. Now, Mary took her son, when he was 40 days of age, up to the temple in Jerusalem, And he was consecrated by the priest. 2. And then she offered purifying sacrifices for herself, according to the custom of the Jews, a lamb and 2 young turtle doves. 3. A pious Jew named Simeon was in the temple serving God. 4. From early youth he had been looking for Emmanuel to come, and he had prayed to God that he might not depart until his eyes had seen Messiah in the flesh. 5. 5. And when he saw the infant Jesus, he rejoiced and said, I now am ready to depart in peace, for I have seen the King. 6. And then he took the infant in his arms and said, Behold, this child will bring a sword upon my people, Israel, and all the world, but he will break the sword and then the nations will learn war no more. 7. The master's cross I see upon the forehead of this child, and he will conquer by this sign. 8. And in the temple was a widow, 84 years of age, and she departed not, but night and day she worshipped God. 9. And when she saw the infant Jesus, she exclaimed, Behold Emmanuel! Behold the signet cross of the Messiah on his brow. 10. And then the woman knelt to worship him, as God with us, Emmanuel, but 1. A master, clothed in white, appeared and said, 11. Good woman, stay, take heed to what you do, you may not worship man, this is idolatry. 12. This child is man, the son of man, and worthy of all praise. You shall adore and worship God. Him only shall you serve. 13. The woman rose and bowed her head in thankfulness and worshipped God. 14. And Mary took the infant Jesus and returned to Bethlehem. Chapter 5. 3 Magian priests honor Jesus. Herod is alarmed. Calls a council of the Jews. Is told that prophets had foretold the coming of a king. Herod resolves to kill the child. Mary and Joseph take Jesus and flee into Egypt. 1. Beyond the river Euphrates the Magians lived, and they were wise, could read the language of the stars, and they divined that 1. A master soul, was born, they saw his star above Jerusalem. 2. And there were 3 among the Magian priests who longed to see the master of the coming age, and they took costly gifts and hastened to the west in search of him, the newborn king, that they might honor him. 3. And one took gold, the symbol of nobility, another myrrh, the symbol of dominion and of power, gum thus the other took, the symbol of the wisdom of the sage. 4. Now when the Magians reached Jerusalem the people were amazed, and wondered who they were and why they came. 5. And when they asked, Where is the child that has been born a king? The very throne of Herod seems to shake. 6. And Herod sent a courtier forth to bring the Magians to his court. 7. And when they came they asked again, Where is the newborn king? And then they said, While yet beyond the Euphrates we saw his star arise, and we have come to honor him. 8. And Herod blanched with fear. He thought, perhaps, the priests were plotting to restore the kingdom of the Jews, and so he said within himself, I will know more about this child that has been born a king. 9. And so he told the Magian priests to tarry in the city for a while and he would tell them all about the king. 10. He called in council all the Jewish masters of the law and asked, What have the Jewish prophets said concerning such a one? 11. The Jewish masters answered him and said, The prophets long ago foretold that one would come to rule the tribes of Israel, that this Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. 12. They said, The prophet Micah wrote, O Bethlehem Judea, a little place among the Judean hills, yet out of you will one come forth to rule my people, Israel, yea, one who lived in olden times, in very ancient days. 13. Then Herod called the Magian priests again and told them what the masters of the Jewish law had said, and then he sent them on the way to Bethlehem. 14. He said, Go search, and if you find the child that has been born a king, return and tell me all, that I may go and honor him. 15. The Magians went their way and found the child with Mary in the shepherd's home. 16. They honored him, bestowed upon him precious gifts and gave him gold, gum thus and myrrh. 17. These Magian priests could read the hearts of men, they read the wickedness of Herod's heart, and knew that he had sworn to kill the newborn king? 18. And so they told the secret to the parents of the child, and bid them flee beyond the reach of harm. 19. And then the priests went on their homeward way, they went not through Jerusalem. 20. And Joseph took the infant Jesus and his mother in the night and fled to Egypt land, and with Ilatu and Salome in ancient zone they abode. 7. Chapter 6. Herod learns of the mission of John. The infants of Bethlehem are massacred by Herod's order. Elizabeth escapes with John. Because Zacharias cannot tell where his son is hidden, he is murdered. Herod dies. Now, when the Magian priests did not return to tell him of the child that had been born a king, King Herod was enraged. 2. And then his courtiers told him of another child in Bethlehem, one born to go before and to prepare the people to receive the king. 3. This angered more and more the king. He called his guards and bid them go to Bethlehem and slay the infant John, as well as Jesus who was born to be a king. 4. He said, "Let no mistake be made, and that you may be sure to slay these claimants to my throne, slay all the male children in the town not yet 2 years of age." 5. The guards went forth and did as Herod bade them do. 6. Elizabeth knew not that Herod sought to slay her son, and she and John were yet in Bethlehem, but when she knew, she took the infant John and hastened to the hills. 7. The murderous guards were near. They pressed upon her hard, but then she knew the secret caves in all the hills, and into one she ran and hid herself and John until the guards were gone. 8. Their cruel task was done. The guards returned and told the story to the king. 9. They said, "We know that we have slain the infant king, but John his harbinger, we could not find." 10. The king was angry with his guards because they failed to slay the infant John, he sent them to the tower in chains. 11. And other guards were sent to Zacharias, father of the harbinger, while he was serving in the holy place, to say, "The king demands that you shall tell where your son is." 12. But Zacharias did not know, and he replied, "I am a minister of God, a servant in the holy place, how could I know where they have taken him?" 13. And when the guards returned and told the king what Zacharias said, he was enraged and said, 14. "My guards go back and tell the twily priest that he is in my hands, that if he does not tell the truth, does not reveal the hiding place of John, his son, then he shall die." 15. The guards went back and told the priest just what the king had said. 16. And Zacharias said, "I can but give my life for truth, and if the king does shed my blood the Lord will save my soul." 17. The guards again returned and told the king what Zacharias said. 8. 18. Now, Zacharias stood before the altar in the holy place engaged in prayer. 19. A guard approached and with a dagger thrust him through, he fell and died before the curtain of the sanctuary of the Lord. 20. And when the hour of salutation came, for Zacharias daily blessed the priests, he did not come. 21. And after waiting long the priests went to the holy place and found the body of the dead. 22. And there was grief, deep grief, in all the land. 23. Now Herod sat upon his throne, he did not seem to move, his courtiers came, the king was dead, his sons reigned in his stead. 9. Section 3. Jaimal. Education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone. Chapter 7. Achel Aus reigns. Mary and Elizabeth with their sons are in Zone and are taught by Elihu and Salem. Elihu's introductory lesson tells of an interpreter. 1. The son of Herod, Achel Aus, reigned in Jerusalem. He was a selfish, cruel king. He put to death all those who did not honor him. 2. He called in council all the wisest men and asked about the infant claimant to his throne. 3. The council said that John and Jesus both were dead, then he was satisfied. 4. Now Joseph, Mary and their son were down in Egypt in Zoan, and John was with his mother in the Judean hills. 5. Elihu and Salem sent messengers in haste to find Elizabeth and John. They found them and they brought them to Zoan. 6. Now, Mary and Elizabeth were marveling much because of their deliverance. 7. Elihu said, "It is not strange, there are no random happenings. Law governs all events." 8. From olden times it was ordained that you should be with us, and in this sacred school be taught. 9. Elihu and Salem took Mary and Elizabeth out to the sacred grove nearby where they were wont to teach. 10. Elihu said to Mary and Elizabeth, "You may esteem yourselves thrice blessed, for you are chosen mothers of long-promised sons." 11. Who are ordained to lay in solid rock a sure foundation stone on which the temple of the perfect man shall rest, a temple that shall never be destroyed. 12. We measure time by cycle ages, and the gate to every age we deem a milestone in the journey of the human race. 13. An age has passed, the gate unto another age flies open at the touch of time. This is the preparation age of soul, the kingdom of Emmanuel, of God in man. 14. And these, your sons, will be the first to tell the news, and preach the gospel of goodwill to men, and peace on earth. 15. A mighty work is theirs, for carnal men want not the light, they love the dark, and when the light shines in the dark they comprehend it not. 16. We call these sons revealers of the light, but they must have the light before they can reveal the light. 10. 17. And you must teach your sons, and set their souls on fire with love and holy zeal, and make them conscious of their missions to the sons of men. 18. Teach them that God and man are one, but that through carnal thoughts and words and deeds, man tore himself away from God, debased him. 19. Teach that the holy breath would make them one again, restoring harmony and peace. 20. That naught can make them one but love, that God so loved the world that he has clothed his Son in flesh that man may comprehend. 21. The only Savior of the world is love, and Jesus, Son of Mary, comes to manifest that love to men. 22. Now, love cannot manifest until its way has been prepared, and naught can rend the rocks and bring down lofty hills and fill the valleys up, and thus prepare the way, but purity. 23. But purity in life, men do not comprehend, and so, it too, must come in flesh. 24. And you, Elizabeth, are blessed because your son is purity made flesh, and he shall pave the way for love. 25. This age will comprehend but little of the works of purity and love, but not a word is lost, for in the book of God's remembrance a registry is made of every thought, and word, and deed. 26. And when the world is ready to receive, lo, God will send a messenger to open up the book and copy from its sacred pages all the messages of purity and love. 27. Then every man of earth will read the words of life in language of his native land, and men will see the light, walk in the light and be the light. 28. And man again will be at one with God. Chapter 8. Elihu's lessons. The unity of life. The two selves. The devil. Love the Savior of men. The David of the light. Goliath of the dark. 1. Again Elihu met his pupils in the sacred grove and said, 2. No man lives unto himself, for every living thing is bound by cords to every other living thing. 3. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will love and not demand love in return. 4. They will not do to other men what they would not have other men do unto them. 5. There are two selves, the higher and the lower self. 6. The higher self is human spirit clothed with soul, made in the form of God. 7. The lower self, the carnal self, the body of desires, is a reflection of the higher self, distorted by the murky ethers of the flesh. 8. The lower self is an illusion, and will pass away. The higher self is God in man, and will not pass away. 9. The lower self is the embodiment of truth reversed, and so is falsehood manifest. 10. The higher self is justice, mercy, love and right. The lower self is what the higher self is not. 11. The lower self breeds hatred, slander, lewdness, murders, theft, and everything that harms. The higher self is mother of the virtues and the harmonies of life. 12. The lower self is rich in promises, but poor in blessedness and peace. It offers pleasure, joy and satisfying gains, but gives unrest and misery and death. 13. It gives men apples that are lovely to the eye and pleasant to the smell, their cores are full of bitterness and gall. 14. If you would ask me what to study, I would say, yourselves, and when you will have studied them, and then would ask me what to study next, I would reply, yourselves. 15. He who knows well his lower self, knows the illusions of the world, knows of the things that pass away, and he who knows his higher self, knows God, knows well the things that cannot pass away. 16. Thrice blessed is the man who has made purity and love his very own, he has been ransomed from the perils of the lower self and is himself his higher self. 17. Men seek salvation from an evil that they deem a living monster of the netherworld, and they have gods that are but demons in disguise, all powerful, yet full of jealousy and hate and lust. 18. Whose favors must be bought with costly sacrifice of fruits, and of the lives of birds, and animals, and humankind. 19. And yet these gods possess no ears to hear, no eyes to see, no heart to sympathize, no power to save. 20. This evil is myth, these gods are made of air, clothed with shadows of a thought. 21. The only devil from which men must be redeemed is self, the lower self. If man would find his devil, he must look within, his name is self. 22. If man would find his savior, he must look within, and when the demon self has been dethroned, the savior, love, will be exalted to the throne of power. 23. The David of the light is purity, who slays the strong Goliath of the dark, and seats the savior, love, upon the throne. Chapter 9. Salem's Lessons. The Man and the Woman. Philosophy of Human Moods. The Triune God. The Septonet. The God Tao. 1. Salem taught the lesson of the day. She said, all times are not alike. Today the words of man may have the greatest power, tomorrow woman teaches best. 2. In all the ways of life the man and woman should walk hand in hand, the one without the other is but half, each has a work to do. 3. But all things teach, each has a time and a season for its own. The sun, the moon have lessons of their own for men, but each one teaches at the appointed time. 4. The lessons of the sun fall down on human hearts like withered leaves upon a stream, if given in the season of the moon and all the stars. 5. Today one walks in gloom, downhearted and depressed, tomorrow that same one is filled with joy. 6. Today the heavens seem full of blessedness and hope, tomorrow hope has fled, and every plan and purpose comes to naught. 7. Today one wants to curse the very ground on which he treads, tomorrow he is full of love and praise. 8. Today one hates and scorns and envies and is jealous of the child he loves, tomorrow he has risen above his carnal self, and breathes forth gladness and goodwill. 9. A thousand times men wonder why these heights and depths, these light hearts and these sad, are found in every life. 10. They do not know that there are teachers everywhere, each busy with a God-appointed task, and driving home to human hearts the truth. 11. But this is true, and everyone receives the lessons that he needs. 12. And Mary said, today I am in exaltation great, my thoughts and all my life seem lifted up, why am I thus inspired? 13. Salem replied, this is a day of exaltation, day of worship and of praise, a day when, in a measure, we may comprehend our Father God. 14. Then let us study God, the One, the Three, the Seven. 15. Before the worlds were formed all things were one, just spirit, universal breath. 16.